The Aglen Group. Daily Sitrep. May 31, 2026. Good morning. Here is your brief. Top story. Anthropic launches Claude Opus 4.8 with dynamic workflows and agent swarms. Anthropic released Claude Opus 4.8, positioning it as its most capable and most honest model to date. The release introduces dynamic workflows and agent swarm coordination as core features, enabling multi-agent enterprise deployments. Anthropic also teased a forthcoming Mythos class model, expected within weeks. Why it matters: clients evaluating agentic AI architectures now have a named, production-ready model to benchmark against. Dynamic workflow support signals Anthropic is directly targeting enterprise orchestration use cases. The Mythos tease creates a near-term procurement decision point: wait or deploy Opus 4.8 now. Key developments. Blue Origin new Glenn rocket explodes on Florida launch pad during ground test. Blue Origin's new Glenn vehicle exploded during a ground test at Cape Canaveral, producing a large fireball and debris field. Blue Origin warned the public about debris risk and described it as a very rough day, with no confirmed casualties reported. VM/AI, a high-visibility program failure at this scale will trigger schedule reassessments across commercial launch manifests. Any client with space-adjacent infrastructure or payload contracts should flag dependency risk immediately. Anthropic teases Mythos class model release in coming weeks. Alongside the Opus 4.8 launch, Anthropic confirmed a Mythos tier model is in final preparation, implying a capability tier above the current Opus line. No benchmark figures or pricing have been disclosed. VM/AI, enterprise AI roadmaps being finalized now should include a Mythos evaluation checkpoint, committing to Opus 4.8-based architecture before Mythos drops risks a costly mid-project model migration. JP Morgan Chase LLM suite driving enterprise AI transformation at scale. JP Morgan Chase's internally developed LLM suite is being cited as a benchmark case for large-scale enterprise AI integration, with the bank using it across business lines to automate workflows and support decision-making. VM/AI, JP Morgan's in-house model strategy underscores that the largest enterprises are building proprietary LLM layers. Mid-market clients should understand whether they are building, buying, or leasing their AI core before locking in vendor contracts. Enterprise RAG architecture gets systematic treatment, minimal to corpus scale. A new technical series titled Enterprise Document Intelligence is laying out a brick-by-brick framework for building RAG systems from minimal proof of concept to full corpus scale deployment, addressing chunking, retrieval tuning, and evaluation pipelines. VM/AI, this framework is directly applicable to client engagements where RAG is being scoped. Use it to set realistic phase gates and avoid the common failure mode of jumping to corpus scale before retrieval quality is validated at small scale. State of Generative AI in the Enterprise 2025. Failure rates remain high. Research and analysis published in mid-2025 continues to circulate, highlighting that a significant share of enterprise generative AI initiatives are failing because LLMs were not designed to run operational business processes end-to-end. VM/AI, when scoping new AI engagements, lead with use case fit analysis before model selection. The failure pattern is almost always misaligned expectations, not model capability limits. Research Pulse. Dynamic workflow orchestration in multi-agent LLM systems. Anthropic Opus 4.8 technical release notes. Anthropic's Opus 4.8 release documents how dynamic workflows allow agents to adaptively resequence subtasks at runtime rather than following fixed pipelines, reducing error propagation and complex agentic chains. For practitioners, this means agent swarm designs no longer require exhaustive pre-specification of every branch condition. Why enterprise LLM initiatives fail? Structural misalignment between model design and operational context. Analysis aggregated from 2025 enterprise deployments finds that the dominant failure cause is not model hallucination but organizational misalignment, teams treating LLMs as drop-in process replacements rather than augmentation layers. The practitioner takeaway is to anchor every deployment to a specific decision or output artifact, not a broad capability promise. RAG scaling patterns, retrieval quality degradation at corpus scale. Emerging practitioner documentation on enterprise RAG systems identifies a consistent pattern where retrieval precision drops non-linearly as corpus size crosses roughly 500K document chunks without re-ranking layers. The fix is a two-stage retrieval architecture, dense retrieval followed by cross-encoder re-ranking, which restores precision but adds latency budget requirements. Consulting angle. Opus 4.8's dynamic workflow feature changes the enterprise AI architecture conversation from which model to which orchestration pattern. Update your client discovery questionnaires to include agent topology questions before recommending any platform. The JP Morgan LLM Suite case is your best current counterargument to clients who believe AI is only for tech companies. Bring it to Monday calls with financial services or regulated industry prospects as a credibility anchor. Blue Origin's new Glen failure is a live reminder that program risk does not retire until hardware performs. Any client with space-adjacent dependencies should run a rapid schedule impact review this week. The Mythos Model T's from Anthropic creates a real procurement timing problem. Clients finalizing AI vendor contracts in June should build in a 60-day model evaluation clause or risk being locked into Opus 4.8 pricing before the next capability tier is priced. Monday morning recommendation. Pull up the Enterprise Document Intelligence RAG series and map its phase gates against any active RAG scoping engagement. If you cannot answer what retrieval precision target each phase must hit before scaling, the project timeline is not credible. Word of the day. Orchestration. In AI systems, orchestration refers to the coordination of multiple agents, tools, or model calls into a coherent workflow that achieves a complex goal no single component could accomplish alone. The project team spent two sprints on model selection and only one day on orchestration design, which is exactly backwards when your use case requires four agents handing off tasks in sequence. Weather. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Mostly cloudy, 71 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind 18 miles per hour. Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Chance rain showers, 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind 7 miles per hour. Sports. The Chicago Cubs defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1 on the road, improving their record to 32-27. The Cincinnati Reds fell to the Atlanta Braves 5-2 at home, dropping their record to 29-28. In a stunning Game 7 upset, the San Antonio Spurs eliminated the top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder 111-103 on the road to win the Western Conference Finals Series 4-3. The Vegas Golden Knights and Carolina Hurricanes are scheduled to face off in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final on June 2nd. With each team holding zero wins in the series. Tropical weather. There are no active tropical cyclones in the Atlantic Basin at this time. The 2026 Atlantic hurricane season officially opens tomorrow, June 1. NOAA's 2026 outlook predicts a below normal season with 8 to 14 named storms, 3 to 6 hurricanes, and 1 to 3 major hurricanes, driven largely by a strengthening El Niño, but Mount Pleasant residents should use this final preseason day to verify their hurricane kit, review evacuation routes, and confirm flood insurance coverage before the season begins tomorrow. Space news. Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket exploded during a ground test at Cape Canaveral, Florida, producing a large fireball and debris field. The incident grounds the vehicle indefinitely and triggers a formal anomaly investigation. The New Glenn failure puts pressure on Blue Origin's launch manifest and affects any payloads or NASA contracts that were scheduled on the vehicle for 2026. Commercial launch demand continues to concentrate on SpaceX's Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy vehicles as the only currently reliable heavy lift alternatives, while New Glenn and Vulcan Center programs work through anomalies. Amateur radio, Solar Flux Index, SFI, is running in the 160 to 175 range as of late May 2026, supporting solid HF propagation on 10 meters and 15 meters through the weekend. Good conditions for ARRL June VHF contest prep and antenna testing. ARRL June VHF contest runs June 14 to 16, 2026. Rover and portable station operators should finalize grid square plans and confirm 2 meters/70 centimeters equipment this week. The FCC's ongoing Part 97 rule review continues to draw comment traffic around remote and software-defined station authorization, with no final ruling expected before Q4 2026. Winlink operators should note that the Winlink development team pushed a Winlink Express client update this month addressing AX.25 framing issues on some UHF packet links, update before the next regional MCOM drill. That is your Sitrep. Built honest. The Aglen Group.